Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea by Jules Verne, narrated by Norman Dietz.
Chapter 1. A Floating Reef. In the year 1866, the whole maritime population of Europe and America was excited by a mysterious and inexplicable phenomenon. This excitement wasn't confined to merchants, common sailors, sea captains, shippers, and naval officers of all countries, but the governments of many states on the two continents were deeply interested. The excitement was caused by an enormous something that ships were often meeting. It was a long, spindle-shaped, and sometimes phosphorescent object, much larger and more rapid than a whale. The different accounts that were written of this object in various logbooks agreed generally as to its structure, wonderful speed, and the peculiar life with which it appeared endowed. If it was a cetacean, it surpassed in bulk all those that had hitherto been classified. Neither Cuvier, Lacépède, Monsieur Dumeril, nor Monsieur de Quatrefages would have admitted the existence of such a monster unless he'd seen it with his own scientific eyes. By taking the average of observations made at different times, rejecting the timid estimates that assigned to this object a length of 200 feet, as well as the exaggerated opinions which made it out to be a mile in width and 3 in length, we may fairly affirm that it surpassed all the dimensions allowed by the ichthyologists of the day, if it existed at all. It did exist. That was undeniable. And with that leaning toward